You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Everybody has their song. You think back to your first love. What was your song with that person? And what happens when you hear that song now? Does it make you smile, maybe? Maybe it makes you cringe and think, what was I thinking back then?
Was it a teenage thing? Because I feel like I had a song with every one of my early girlfriends,
yeah,
right? Right? Something, whatever the hit right. song was right there, they'd be like, that's our song.
It's our song. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Anna and Raven. So top three love songs of all time.
Okay.
Number three. I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner.
Okay, a lovely little ditty, yes.
Number two, Whitney Houston's version of I Will Always Love You.
That one still gives me chills to this day.
Yep, and the number one love song of all time is Unchained Melody, The Righteous Brothers.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah. What was your song? Think back to your first girlfriend. What was her name?
Yeah,
your first love.
So I'm thinking like that. I think I took Melanie to the seventh grade dance.
Yeah.
I think not my first girlfriend, but my first one, like where there was like a dance and stuff. And I remember the theme of the dance, of course, was Steven Tyler and Aerosmith and Angel. Baby, you're my angel. Oh, and Anna Zapp, we swayed so slowly.
Yeah.
Hands. I thought we'd be together forever.
Above the hips while the teachers watched over
awkwardly,
you.
Awkwardly, right? Right. Well, I thought we'd be together forever. Or at least until after my mom picked us up from the end of the dance, right?
Brought you home.
Thanks for the ride, Mom.
Did you do the sandwich? Do you remember the sandwich?
What was the sandwich?
I don't know if this was just a thing that my school did, but it would be like, it would go boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl, and everybody would sway together and they would call it the sandwich. And
like
then
a conga line?
Yeah, but everybody was way too close to each other.
Centipede?
It was like a slow dance, but it was like a long line, like a centipede. And then they banned it in eighth grade. No more sandwiches.
Because it started to grind at
right.
that point.
Well,
right?
That's what it was.
The centipede started to get a little, like an impacted neck vertebrae.
Forgot about the sandwich.
There was no more padding in between anymore. You know, the thing with, I mean, I never experienced the sandwich, but I can envision it. And the thing that I'm imagining is the person in front of you, you're all for being in the sandwich with. And the person that came up behind you, that you were unguarded to, that grabbed you, oh, you're not thrilled about that.
I wonder, did everybody do that in the 90s?
I don't think so.
In the early 90s? No?
You had the sweaty kid and a sandwich behind you, huh?
So weird, right?
Nasty.
Oh, my gosh.
What was yours?
My song, it was... Well, it was one of my high school boyfriends, because I would consider him probably my first serious boyfriend.
Okay, right.
And our song was Crash Into Me by Dave Matthews Band.
Okay. Oh, when you come crash
into me. But as an adult, listening to that song now...
Yeah, it was a little much.
I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah. What did your dad know that was your song?
I don't think
so. I would have ripped that young man right out of that car. We would have had a conversation.
I think even at this point in my life, my dad doesn't know who Dave Matthews Band is, so I think it would have been just fine.
I bet you knew who that kid was.
I certainly did.
I know his father.
Mm-hmm. What was your first song? Think back to your very first love. What was that song? When you think about that song, what do? I got to be honest, I cringe. I cringe when I hear that. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I dated that guy.
Oh, you made all the best choices.
Oh, yeah. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's next with Anna and Raven. Everybody has a first love. And for some reason, that first love always had a song that was like, it was your song.
Power ballad. We are going to be together always.
Now, what song was that? And like, what happens now when you hear that song? What are your feelings? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Mario, Let Me Love You. I would do a little concert in the room just for her, a little dance.
You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you.
Oh.
And then the babysitter would break you up?
It's Anna and Raven. What was your first love, your song?
All Out of Love by Air Supply.
Oh, that's a breakup song.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right.
Is that a breakup song?
I mean, yes and no. No, he would sing it to me when we were driving around in the car, and it made me feel things. So
yeah,
maybe like you were breaking up. Yeah. Isn't it like
that
I'm
was
all
the fumes
out of love
coming through the floorboards of that straight six Nova.
Right.
Bench seat, slide on over, honey.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your song from your first relationship?
More Than Words by Extreme.
Oh, man.
Wow.
You're like my age, right? Like, yeah. I could tell already, like that.
More than words is all.
You would hang out with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, Anna, and you were so in love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're so in love that words aren't enough. They're not.
They're more. They're more than just words.
We need more than words, yeah. Right? That's what we need.
When you hear that song now, does it make you smile or do you cringe?
Kind of a mixture of both.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your song? Your song from your very first relationship?
Wicked Game, Chris Isaak.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Raven loves that song. I feel like there's been so many times that I've heard you bust out that song out of nowhere.
What?
That might have been his first love song, too.
Actually, you know what? When I was younger, I didn't like that song. But, you know, everybody talks about the video, of course, Angelina Jolie in that video.
They said that that's one of the most hottest videos of all time.
Right, of all time.
When you hear that song, does it bring you back to a good place or a bad place?
A good place. I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, if you're carrying around all that hate later on in life, that's going to burn you up, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. Be free of it, man. Be free.
It's Anna and Raven. Go back to your first relationship. What was your song?
Well, it's kind of it was even an old song then. You know, Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones? Wild Horses. Yeah, and it was stupid just because we had our first date at like one of those dude ranch places.
But then they have like, really? What? And then they have one of those Sixpence the Richer. Somebody covered it. One of those girls that sounds like a fairy.
I don't know what you're like, talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Where, you know, where like the sound, the voice is so light and delicate. They sound like they're about to pass out at any point if they don't eat something that has sugar in it.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a cover. No, I understand why that was popular. Bet you guys thought you were going to be together forever and ever. Spelled EVA. Forever.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.